Amen. Yes, he will. If you just try him, he'll bring you out. Jesus Christ will bring you out. I don't care what you're going through if you'll trust him today. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of day that you're listening to this broadcast. This is Apostle Lonnie Stoss, and this is the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. Amen. We know that God got a word for you. I'd like for you to meet me at every Sunday morning right here in Greenville, 1007 West Arlington Boulevard at the Jesus Save Ministry at 11 a.m. Each Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m., we're right back in service again. But don't forget each Wednesday at 12 noon, noonday prayer. Anywhere in the area, come on by and come as you are, and we're going to be praying for all the sickness and diseases that there are in the land. God is a healer. Let's believe God. Each Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our Bible study. Don't forget, come as you are, bring your Bible, and watch it come alive. Each Friday evening is deliverance and healing night. Come expecting God to do a supernatural thing for you. I want you to stay tuned today and enjoy the broadcast. I know God got a word for you. Take care. Yes. God got a word for you. That's the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Good evening to you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. I'm so elated that you did and grateful to the Lord that you did. I want to talk about tonight, the sooner you accept this truth, the better off you are. What is the truth? You got nobody on your side but Jesus. I know a lot of time we want to believe that we have, you know, many people's devils. And I'm one of those that my mentor, Dr. Clarence Johnson, was so inspirational to me, and Dr. L.A. Hardy. But both of them died. I mean, Dr. Johnson been dead since, I want to say 85, 86 or something. Dr. Hardy was dead since 1990. So I had nobody to go to. Then there was Ella J.J. White. I looked up to him, and he's gone. My mother's gone. My father's gone. And so, you know, you really can't depend on nobody but the Lord Jesus Christ. And the sooner you learn that, the better off you're going to be. The sooner you learn that there's nobody you can really depend on but Jesus Christ, the sooner you accept this truth, the better off you are. You're going to be much better. The Bible tells us over there in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5, King James Bible, Father, bless your word this evening that I might speak as an oracle of God. Make your word clear that the hearers may understand it and receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. That's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Never leave you, nor forsake you. That's just a blessing right there. Then in verse 6 he said, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I won't fear it. And that's a great thing. But look what it says over there in Matthew chapter 17, verse number 8. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Now, this is so important to get to the place that you can hear Jesus. And sometimes there's so many things around you that will, if you're not careful, will stop you from hearing Jesus, such as a good leader. And we need good leaders. We definitely need them. But you can get so hooked and looking towards your leader that you forget about Jesus Christ. And you look at your leader. You look at your father, your mother, and you forget about Jesus Christ. So let's keep reading. Let's look at something here. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 17, look what it says. Verse number 6. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. Now this is when Jesus had taken his disciples up on the Mount of Transfiguration. And he was transfigured in front of them. Let's take a look at something. Verse 7. Verse 7 says, and Jesus came and touched him and said, arise and be not afraid. Arise and be not afraid. Why? Because he wanted you to know that I'm the one that you can look to. You look to everybody else, but not look to me. You trusted everyone else, but now I want you to trust me. Verse 5 says, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. They were Jesus' disciples, but they were being ready to listen to Moses, Elias, and Jesus. But Jesus said no. God said no. Verse 6 says, that when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. Because God was letting them know you can't trust nobody but Jesus. He's the only one. Verse 7 says, and Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. Be not afraid. And then look what verse 8 said. This is the one. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Now, they thought they saw Moses. They thought they saw Elias. But when it's all over, there was nobody there but Jesus. And the sooner you and I get to a place that we accept the Lord Jesus Christ and him only, that's when God is going to excel us to great and mighty places. God can do great wonders in your life right now. I'm talking about you. You may feel, well, I can't do that much, but you can. God can do great and mighty things in your life right now. He can bless you immensely right now. He can open some doors in your life right this very moment. And it's not too late. I'm talking about you. You can be blessed of God. Whoever you are, woman or man, you can have the glory of God in your life. And you can be blessed immensely right now. God can turn some situations around in your life right this very, I'm talking about this moment while I'm talking. He can do it for you. Jesus Christ can fix it for you. But you got to accept him and him only. See, the sooner you get to the place that you put Christ first, I realize there ain't nobody with me but Jesus. He's the only one. I have no other help. Christ is my helper, and he's your helper. He's the one that'll make a way for you. He's the one that'll open doors for you. He's the one that'll do great and mighty things for you. Take a listen. You read that scripture there. The scripture says, and when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. When we get to the place that you can see Jesus and him only, let's go back over there in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5. So let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. That's a promise from God. Now, the very next verse says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Once you get to that place that you can believe that, the sooner you can do that, the better off you're going to be. I tell you, God has done great things in my life. He's opened doors that I know I could not have opened because I put him first. You know, as long as I put other things first, it didn't happen. But when I began to put Christ first, when I began to put him first, I mean, number one, not number two, not one and a half, but number one. When you put Christ first, you'll find out that you're going to see some miracles taking place in your life. You're going to see some miracles taking place in your life. Things that you never dreamed is going to start happening. Because Christ is a miracle worker. He is a miracle worker. He's a provider. But you know, a lot of times we want to believe in everything else, but we don't want to believe in Christ. And that's the purpose of this broadcast. When you can put Christ first in your life, now, I mean, not second, not first a little bit, but put him first. You'll see doors opening that you just didn't, you couldn't imagine would have been open. You'll see some things turned around that you wouldn't imagine. You just couldn't imagine it. But God will do it for you. He'll make a way out of no way for you. He'll make a way out of no way for you. Christ Jesus will. He'll make a way out of no way. Take a listen to this little song. I'll be right back. Listen right here. Well, praise him and God bless you. Everything has come to an end.
Yes, Lord.
We're coming to the end of the broadcast. We got to go, but I don't want to leave you without giving you an opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's so simple.
You can receive it. Exactly.
Lord, forgive me for my sin. I believe every word you say in the Bible. I accept your Son Jesus Christ into my life. I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my life now. Forgive me for my sin and save me, and I'll serve you for the rest of my life. Now, my friend, if you've done that, you're born again Christian.
That's the truth.
Don't ever have to worry again. I tell you what, I want you to know that I love you. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name. If you ever want to call me at 252-214-0799. Bye-bye. I just want you to know that you can receive Christ right now. You, I'm talking about you. No matter who you are, you can receive Jesus Christ tonight. And he'll be in your life. Put him first in your life. Don't put him second. Put him first and watch things begin to happen. Watch doors begin to come open. Just watch him. Doors going to open that you never dreamed could open. God going to make a way for you that you never thought was possible. I'm here today giving God praise in a place that I never thought I'd be in Jesus' name. Please understand that. He'll do it for you. Listen, he'll bring you through it.
I've been through the fire.
He'll bring you through it. Glory. Listen to the song.
I've been through the fire.
Yes, Lord.
I've been through the fire.
I've been through it.
Yes, I've been through the fire. But the smell of smoke is not on me.
Glory.
Because you cover me.
He'll cover you.
Cover me in your
life. Bring you out, my friend. You'll overcome this. You know, today I had the counselor.
You deliver me. Now I can stand
and proclaim. Demon cannot hurt you. He can deceive you, but he can't hurt you. All right? Just remember that. A demon cannot hurt you.
Yes,
he can deceive you and cause you to hurt yourself. But he himself cannot hurt you because God is on your side.
Been through the fire.
Listen.
I've been through the fire.
Woo.
been through the fire.
Yes, Lord.
But the smell of smoke is not.
You may go through it, but you're coming out victorious. I want you to have a good evening. Remember, I love you. God bless you. You can call me at 252-214-0799. I'll never hear from you. My cell phone number is
252-214-0799. Now I can sense that so clear. Oh, that I've been through the fire, and the smell of smoke is not.